This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go aboard.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, from the West Coast to West Palm, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA, everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. A happy Friday morning to you, everybody, and thanks so much for making time for us this Friday morning. Huge show coming off the Sweet 16 last night. Going into tonight's Sweet 16 matchups, we'll talk a lot of college hoops. Loyola Chicago, still dancing. Why the television networks love John Beilein. Is this the beginning of a new college basketball scene? Is Kentucky a bunch of sore losers? And can any team that played last night actually win a national title? That's all coming your way this morning. We'll also tackle the JPP trade by the New York Giants to the Buccaneers and how an NBA team loses by more than 60. It's also a Target Demo Friday, which we're very fired up about. On a Target Demo Friday, we love to know what you're doing as you listen to the show. We like to reach out to the D-Aliens to hear how you are spending your morning listening and what you got planned going into the weekend. So you can always connect with me on both Twitter and Facebook, our social media channels, to let me know how you're listening, where you're listening, and what you got cooking coming up this weekend. The social media channels on Twitter, DA on CBS, on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheDAShow. We'll also have Steve Lavin, Turner Sports College Basketball Insider, discuss what he saw last night and preview tonight's Sweet 16 action. We are broadcasting from our West Palm Beach and Palm Beach, Florida affiliate, 1230 The Zone down here. I appreciate their hospitality very much. I have come down to Florida for my annual spring training road trip, taking in some Grapefruit League action. Spring training is very close to my heart. I began my career covering minor league baseball and also Grapefruit League action in Fort Myers, Florida. I covered on a daily basis the Red Sox spring training, the Twins spring training, then traveled around the Grapefruit League. When I went out to Kansas City, worked there. I traveled around the Arizona and Cactus League. Those were all amazing experiences. And so every year, as a big baseball fan, I like to come back down and get my eye on some of the teams down here, soak in some sun, have a good time. So that's why I'm doing today's show from our affiliate, 1230 The Zone, here in West Palm Beach, which serves the Palm Beaches. They're a tremendous affiliate for us. They carry the DA show. They've got the mothership on every single day for 3 hours, 9 until noon Eastern time. So we appreciate them being part of the DA show family. We appreciate them being part of the CBS Sports Radio family. Fantastic, beautiful studios, and away we go today. Let's start last night with the Loyola Chicago-Nevada game. Because when you look at the Ramblers, there's no way this should keep happening. The Ramblers were a Cinderella just to get in, and they're dancing all the way to the Elite Eight. A small school that does not have a long and storied history of college basketball tradition did have an amazing run in the early 60s en route to a national championship, but since has been pushed to the side, to say the least, of the college basketball landscape. And here is Sister Jean, Porter Moser, and the Ramblers in the Sweet 16. Did you see how they began the second half last night? They couldn't miss. And they're this far, based on buzzer beater after buzzer beater after buzzer beater. There is no better story in college basketball's NCAA tournament than Loyola Chicago. And here's what I love about this most. This is a big screw you to the selection committee. What did we talk about? Once the field of 68 was unveiled, the selection committee did no favors to the low majors or the mid majors. It's harder than ever for a school not in a power conference to break into the bracket. They did not give a benefit of the doubt to any of the mid majors or low majors. They squeezed them out, and instead they put in the final at-large bids, all those power conference teams. And here is little Loyola Chicago with Sister Jean and Porter Moser and a band of traveling misfits into the Elite Eight. I love them so much because this is a screw you to the selection committee that screwed so many smaller schools. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
7 to shoot, 12 to play. Custer still up top. Now he drives, passes to the corner. Towns dribbles and fires a three, and he got it. 6 seconds left.
They don't quit. They're resilient. It's different guys, different nights. You saw Dante make a shot, then Clay make a shot, and then Andre and Marcus down the stretch with the free throws, with the big three, with Marcus with the big three. It's been this way all year long.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That's Brandon Gaudin on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. And a Loyola Chicago head coach, Porter Moser. Okay, number one, whose name is Porter Moser? Moser Porter? Porter Moser? I keep wondering if he married Parker Posey, would we have a Porter Posey? Or a Parker Porter? Or a Moser Posey? Porter Moser? What is going on? This is too good a story. Sister Jean, Porter Moser, did you see Moser's outfit last night? What was that tie? What was that shirt? What were those clashing patterns? I love all of this. And I love a low major sticking it right to the selection committee. And this is why I pound the pavement on mid-majors and low majors getting bids. Is because I love the Cinderella. I want Cinderella. And I don't care if it's Loyola Chicago in the national championship game. I want to see it. I know that other people want to see the big teams, the big programs, the big brands go on. Not me. I want to see the small schools, the small brands, the inferior teams, the discarded schools. I want to see them glory draped on a Final Four weekend. So I absolutely love this. But can we also talk about the brain lock, the coaching malpractice of Musselman for Nevada not fouling in the final 30 seconds of the game? He gives his team, he gives himself 4 seconds to have to try to get back down the floor. If you foul in the final 30 seconds, worst case scenario, you're down three with about 30-some-odd seconds left. You make that a free-throw contest. If you have more than 10 seconds, sure, you can play defense there. Of course, play defense if you want to. Get a stop. You can come back down the floor. But if you are not within 10 seconds, you are basically asking to lose. You're going to give your team a four-second possession to try to get back down the floor and get a decent shot off. I thought for all of the attention Musselman had gotten for dancing and celebrating, and believe me, it was awesome of him getting out of the Sweet 16 and the huge comeback. Still, that was coaching malpractice by Musselman. You've got to foul there. You've got to foul to give your team a shot. Let me also say, when you look at that side of the bracket after last night, how hysterical is this? Your team to the Final Four. You're going to have K-State, a 9 seed, against the 11 seed Loyola Chicago Ramblers. 3-seeded Michigan against 9-seeded Florida State. Two of those teams are going to the Final Four, and one of those teams is going to a national title game, guys. Think about this. One of these teams is going to the title game. FSU, K-State, Loyola Chicago, and Michigan. Right now, there's two 11s and a 9 in the Elite Eight, and one of those teams is getting to a Final Four. So this is why everybody at CBS and everybody at Turner, and I hate to turn friendly fire on our network and our brethren, but this is real. Everybody at CBS and everybody at Turner right now have just become the hugest Michigan Wolverines fans. The biggest. They don't want Loyola Chicago in the national championship game. They don't. They don't want Florida State in the national championship game. They don't want K-State in the national championship game. They want a big school and a big brand and a big fan base like Michigan, because that's the best case scenario for them. And guess what? I want everybody else. I want the anarchy. I want the small schools. I want the mid-majors. Now, it's weird with Florida State and K-State, let's be honest. Those are power conference teams that just happen to have mediocre regular seasons. But I would love Loyola Chicago Duke. I would love Loyola Chicago Kansas. I would love Loyola Chicago Villanova. Oh, how tasty would that be, everybody? We are not far away. We are a Ramblers win tomorrow at 6:09 Eastern Time tip against K-State, away from a Final Four for that school, which is just so delicious. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's the phone number, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. It's a Target Demo Friday. We will read through your Target Demo Friday messages to us, what you got cooking on this fine Friday as you listen and where you are at, coming up later on in the show. But when we come back, JPP, yeah, you know me. He is now a member of TB and the Buccaneers. Does this signal what the Giants are going to do with that number two pick in the draft? We will dissect and discuss next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Full episodes available of the DA Show on iTunes. Simply search DA and CBS Sports, and you'll see completely for free the full list of DA Show episodes, full hours, full interviews, full segments. Go check it out. That's on iTunes, the DA Show. Subscribe for free. In fact, you can leave a comment or a review or a rating so that other listeners can find us as well. And remember that now with a brand new website, there's another way you can get the DA Show's audio. Go to cbssportsradio.com, the brand new website, cbssportsradio.com, and you will see the DA Show tab. Click on it, and then you'll check out all of the episodes of the DA Show there as well on your desktop or however you are surfing the web, cbssportsradio.com. Glad you're with us this morning. I'm broadcasting live from 1230 The Zone in West Palm Beach down here for some Grapefruit League action, taking in some spring training games. Last night got to go see the Mets and the Nationals. Yoenis Cespedes with a big day, two home runs. I've got more games on the docket, but also I caught all of the Sweet 16 action last night, which was a lot of fun. Couple of blowouts, but at least we had a good one in Loyola Chicago overcoming yet again. What a great second half they began with last night over Nevada, overcoming that Cinderella stigma. And then Kentucky really choking things away against K-State when the road had opened up. We'll talk about the Wildcats coming up here in about 40 minutes from now, because K-State's hot that Coach Cal and the Wildcats did not shake hands. And this only adds to the lore of the villainy of the black hat that Calipari wears. But I want to talk football right now, because the New York Giants sent JPP, yeah, you know me, to the Buccaneers for basically a third rounder. They also swapped fourth rounders. For Jason Pierre-Paul, it was a successful run in New York, even if you mock him for blowing off half his hand with the fireworks accident. Jason Pierre-Paul was an absolute monster on that Super Bowl run in 2011. Remember, the New York Giants win a Super Bowl in 2007. On the backs of a great pass rush. Not a good pass rush, a great pass rush. Michael Strahan was the leader. That was his final season. But then the other guys that came in waves, OCU Manura, Justin Tuck, they continually battered quarterbacks en route to that Super Bowl win and the improbable championship over the undefeated Patriots. And once they got to Arizona, they were confident because they had played the Patriots in 2007 at the end of the regular season, but they also knew we can get to Tom Brady no matter what his stats look like. Remember that in 2007, the Patriots had the greatest single season offensively in NFL history. There had never been anything like it. 5,000 yards passing for Brady, more touchdown passes than any quarterback ever in one season, more touchdowns received than any wide receiver with Randy Moss in NFL history for one season. They could not be stopped. And the Giants knew that the pass rush they had, they could stop Brady. Well, they did. And for one glorious moment, 17-14, the New York Giants had confetti falling on their heads with the ultimate Cinderella run. But Michael Strahan retired, and they lost that leadership that he brought to the table. But knowing that they got to a Super Bowl on the backs of a pass rush, they looked at a project out of South Florida from USF, Jason Pierre-Paul, who had not played organized football growing up, of Haitian descent. But he was 6'5", he was 270, and his arms looked like Transformer arms. They were go-go gadget arms. His wingspan was ridiculous. And if they could ever teach him the nuances of playing the position, they felt like he could be a real player for him. Well, that's exactly what Jason Pierre-Paul became. In just year two of his career, 16 and a half sacks and a Pro Bowl, and an enormous blocked field goal in Dallas that may have turned around the entire season. Jason Pierre-Paul was as important as anybody in 2011 to that Super Bowl run where they did it again to the Patriots. Since that point in time, JPP became a punchline because of the fireworks accident, because people questioned his desire, his motor, his work ethic. The New York Giants themselves questioned all of that as well. And he never replicated what he did in 2011 again. 6.5 sacks. 7 sacks. 1 sack. But last year he did come off another 8.5 sack season. And even with the club hand, proved that he had found something deep within him to push him farther, because I think he took his talent for granted early in his career. JPP's no spring chicken. He's going to be 29 years old this season. So the Buccaneers may get a couple of good years out of him, but who knows? It's a risk for them. But JPP became a punchline, and really, you've got to go back and remember, he was an enormous part of winning a Super Bowl. And his tenure in New York was a successful one, even if he ended up becoming a comedy routine. Do the Buccaneers get a pass rush? They get a pass rusher. I don't think it guarantees anything from a pass rush standpoint. They need pass rush. They need a more balanced defense. Everybody has to get after the passer. So trading a 3 for JPP, I don't mind from a Buccaneer standpoint, but he comes with a heavy price tag. That's a big contract, and that's a hit against your salary cap. The New York Giants just can't afford that anymore. And so this was smart by Dave Gettleman because he saw a player who was now limited athletically, limited now, his effectiveness eroding, and a huge cap hit, and said, we've got to re-sign Odell. We've got to re-sign Landon Collins. We may have a rookie quarterback down the road that we want to re-sign. We don't need that guy's salary on the books right now, and I totally agree. I think this is the right move by Gettleman. It should also send a bit of a shockwave through that locker room. Hey, nobody is safe around here. Nor should they be, because after a disastrous season like last season, there should be no sacred cows. I wonder if there wasn't part of this that also was the New York Giants upset that when they did end up benching Eli Manning in that ridiculously humiliating press conference that he had to hold at his locker trying to explain why it happened, JPP was one of the guys with the music blaring, laughing right next to him. Hey man, tone deaf much? So this should be a shot across the bow at everybody in that locker room. Nothing is taken for granted anymore around here, everybody. But I also think this tips the hand, once again, of the New York Giants brass. They're taking a quarterback at number 2. I know the easy way to read this is, well, they trade away a pass rusher. That means they're going to go after Bradley Chubb at number 2. I don't believe that. I think there's only 2 things the New York Giants would do in that slot. They'll either take a quarterback or trade out of that slot to let somebody else take a quarterback. The New York Giants don't draft number 2 very often. Last time they did, 1981, Lawrence Taylor was the name. Worked out pretty well. The Giants are not going to take a non-quarterback at 2. Because if somebody desperately wants a quarterback, they'll get a king's ransom for that pick. The Jets just traded multiple second-rounders just to move up 3 slots. What would a quarterback-hungry team give to get into number 2? Knowing that it guarantees you one of the top 2 quarterbacks in the draft. It'd be silly to take Bradley Chubb there. It'd be silly to take Saquon Barkley there. If you're the Giants and you're already collecting draft picks, now the New York Giants have 4 picks in the top 69 of this upcoming draft. If that's what you're going to do, which is fine, you're going to trade out of that slot to let somebody else move in there and select their QB. Because somebody wanting to get their quarterback is far more valuable than you taking a non-quarterback there. The Giants are doing one of 2 things, and I keep reminding everybody of this. They'll either select a quarterback or trade out so that somebody else selects a quarterback. And that's Dunsky. And I think it's smart, because as I've talked about with the Cleveland Browns, you've got nothing unless you've got your franchise QB. And at this point in time, the New York Giants don't. Eli Manning's under center, technically. He's got 1 year left. He doesn't have a lot of good football left, everybody. He just doesn't. They helped out the offensive line, which is good. But they're trying to reboot this team. And after the disaster that was last season, the nightmare that was Ben, beacon of light, beacon of hope, McAdoo, benching Eli for Geno Smith, the dumpster fire that was the 2017 New York Giants. They know how little faith they have from their fan base, and they know they've got to win them over again, and the way that you do that is by rebooting with a dynamic, exciting popular young quarterback. The 2018 New York Giants will either select their QB at number two or trade out of that slot so that somebody else does. And if they do select their quarterback there, this is 1 year. The clock is ticking on Eli Manning. They'll wave goodbye next offseason and then restart their new era with this number two pick. Mark it down. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. When we come back, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day, and Frank Gore returns to Miami. What do we think about this? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
I have no real will towards Damon Amendola.
Joe, I love you.
Damon. All the love, Damon.
All the love.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later on to the show when we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Jason Pierre-Paul traded by the New York Giants to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, thus another Super Bowl champion for the Giants in 2011. Part of that crew is waved goodbye, dwindling down to a precious few. Sean Mraz, lifelong New York Giants fan, who holds that 07 and 2011 Super Bowl runs very close to his Buddha belly and his heart. How do you feel about a champion like JPP being traded away unceremoniously?
Put him in the Ring of Honor when he retires, but it was time to say goodbye. I am totally satisfied with this trade right now.
Totally satisfied. Just a third rounder.
The big key here, though, is because you're doing this now next year, not this offseason, I think it's like $12 million cap space gone, and you're going to be able to sign Odell Beckham and Landon Collins, who are far more important in the future. I'm a long-term, big-picture guy with this Giant team. I'm good with it.
You've always been a very patient, long-term, big-picture guy.
Always. That's my MO.
Yeah. Okay, so you're totally fine with this. And do you think this now points the finger at the Giants drafting a pass rusher, Bradley Chubb perhaps at number two, to take JPP's slot?
Absolutely not. 1+1 doesn't equal 2 here. I think this signals that they really don't care about giving Eli Manning the best possible roster to win now, and therefore they'll take a quarterback. Because if it was about Eli and maximizing that window for 2 to 3 years, you're going to keep JPP on the roster and try to get some sacks next year and get the pass rush going.
So you think he gets into the Ring of Honor, huh?
I do. I think he's a champion and a huge part of a championship team. This isn't like retiring a jersey number or going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. JPP will be in the Giants Ring of Honor.
But hey, we paid JPP and his three fingers to go out there and do nothing last night.
Yeah, you remember that rant.
He didn't do a whole lot of anything last year. Still a Ring of Honor guy, though.
How quickly that pendulum swings for Mraz. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save more money. That's by switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Thanks to 1230 The Zone here in West Palm Beach for hosting me today. I'm in South Florida checking my spring training, Grapefruit League action out, which is always a good time. Saw all of the Sweet 16 games last night as well, and there's a lot to get into. We will talk to Steve Lavin from Turner Sports about that coming up in the third hour of the show. Also, in about 15 minutes, we will tackle the should Kentucky have waited around to shake hands with K-State last night. But first, your best audio of the day. It is soundcheck time.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We begin with the great Sister Jean, who has become the mascot of all mascots for the 2018 NCAA tournament. Sister Jean is obviously very closely aligned with the big man upstairs, or the big woman upstairs, or whoever you believe lords over us. And Sister Jean has been cashing in a few of those prayers over the last couple of weeks. And Loyola Chicago is still dancing into the Elite Eight. And on CBS last night, she don't care if your brackets are busted.
Clayton said, "We broke your bracket, Sister Jean." I said, "I don't care that you broke my bracket. I'm ready for the next one." And so I believe they are. This is a great feat for us.
Oh, it's so great. Don't care none. Don't care none. Broken brackets, I don't care. I've been on this earth for more than 90 years. I have devoted my life to spirituality, to the church, to religion. Sister Jean, I've been devoted my life to educating students at our Catholic university. You know what? I don't care if your damn bracket is busted. Screw you. That's what Sister Jean just told everybody. And I love it. I love it. Number one, I hope I live that long. I've told my fiance there is only one goal I have in life now. It is to get to triple digits. That's it. Everything else is gravy. I want triple digits. I'll put it out there. I want to get there. If I live as late as what Sister Jean is doing right now, I will be a happy camper. She'll make triple digits. You watch. Probably this run tacks on another 20 years in her life. She might become the oldest living American ever. You watch. This woman is living the right life. Because not only is Loyola of Chicago winning, they're doing it on all buzzer beaters. I mean, they beat Miami in the first round 64-62 at the buzzer. They beat Tennessee by a point at the buzzer, 63-62. Last night, what a shot that was late in that game with a couple of seconds left, 69-68. Loyola of Chicago has three wins of the NCAA tournament, total of 4 points. That's Sister Jean right there. And by the way, you want to know what else Sister Jean did for us? Not only did she give us the greatest Cinderella story of this season. I mean, UMBC was great for a game, but Loyola Chicago's still playing. So she's cashed in her prayers, which I love, and she said to the powers that be upstairs, to the universe, you know what? We need the Ramblers, the Elite Eight. We need another win today. And she's cashing in her chips. I love it. You got to do it. What she also did was she said, can we please get Virginia out of here? Because nobody on earth deserves to have to watch this basketball. And I love her for that. I love her. Loyola Chicago still playing and Virginia not playing helps us all out. And my apologies to my colleague Tiki Barber, who I love very dearly, but his basketball team was awful to watch. My basketball team is awful to watch. Syracuse, I know bad basketball. I know what's ugly. Thank goodness we're not watching Virginia still playing. First one to 40 wins. Get out of here. Sister Jean knew, okay? Big man upstairs, big woman upstairs, powers that be, higher forces. We need the Ramblers moving on. And the big man's like, you got it, Sister Jean. You've been a good one. And then she goes, oh, and by the way, we don't want to watch Virginia anymore. You got it, Sister Jean. How about I knock them out in the second round? She's like, no, I don't even want to watch them in the second round. He's like, but that would be a 116. Sister Jean says, I don't care. We need them out of there. He goes, thinks about it. All right, you're right. You've been a good one for us. Boom! That's where we're at. I love it. Thank goodness for Sister Jean. I'm all in. All in. Nick Saban is fielding many questions about his quarterback battle in spring football. Here he is.
I know that every time I stand up here, you're all going to try to make something out of it that it isn't. It's two good players that both can contribute to our team, and we're going to both give them an opportunity to do that. I don't really have anything to say. I know you all want me to make something up that really isn't there so you can make a big deal out of this, but it's a competition just like there is at every other position. Now, I'm sure your next question is how many reps is he getting and who's he splitting time with and who's he competing with and what team's he on and where's he at on the depth chart, none of which we have an answer for. So I'll just take the questions right out of your mouth.
So it's March. Saban's already ornery. It's March. Saban has just won a national championship. He's already prickly. And sometimes when you get older, as we talk about aging and whatnot, sometimes as you get older, you get calmer. You get nicer. Sometimes you just start realizing with perspective, you know what? I don't need to be so mean or angry or tightly wound anymore. And then sometimes you go the Nick Saban route and just get more angry. And I just feel like as long as he coaches, he will always be a prickly, ornery old dog. No matter what. Like, it doesn't matter how many national championships he wins. He's just a prickly, ornery old dog. Just like Belichick. Those two dudes are cut from the same cloth. If I gave you 10 straight championships, could you be happy? No. 12? No. Okay, great. Well, we'll just keep doing this whole thing over and over again. Also, the national media realizes with a quarterback competition and Tua injuring his thumb the other day, we are forced to be reminded, you know what, by September, you better know how to pronounce his last name again. Because Jalen Hurts was easy, right? People are like, Tua Viglione. What was that again? Oh, right. Oh, he won the national championship. Now I got to remember that again. And finally, Johnny Manziel working out at San Diego's Pro Day, trying to get back to the NFL.
I know I've rubbed people the wrong way. I know there's people that, you know, still doubt what I'm doing and still doubt where I'm at, because for me, I've had spurts in the past of being good. You know, I've had spurts in the past of, you know, showing promise and like I'm on the right path. And then right when I think I get there, something else happens. And it's like kind of the pattern that it's been in the past couple years of my life, especially since college. So for me, the key right now is just be consistent and continue to do what I'm doing day in and day out. And hopefully after, you know, a year of solid, you know, behavior, of solid workout regimen over the last year, now transferring into the 3 months of this year, I feel like if I can parlay in that into enough months and enough time, people will be able to buy into that and be able to trust what I'm doing again, and that I'm not just trying to, you know, pull a fast one to try and get back in the NFL.
So, did my ears deceive me, or was that a car alarm going off in the back of Johnny Manziel's press conference there?
It was.
Is that not the most perfect audio ever? So, Johnny, do you feel like you can stay out of trouble? Whoop, 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 whoop. Like you've got police choppers overhead. Somebody just broke into a car. There's a drug bust right behind him. That wasn't my buddies. No, I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow. Like, what could be more perfect than Johnny Manziel convincing us all he's on the straight and narrow as a car alarm goes off right behind him at his pro day? Look, now there's going to be about 7 billion football leagues. Just let him play in one of those. There's the Canadian Football League. There's this American Football Conference of America Alliance, America Conference. There's going to be XFL 2.0. That's going to be like the iPhone X. You just got to keep upgrading in XFLs every couple of years. Let him play in one of those. Johnny Manziel. And again, I don't wish any ill will on the guy, but waiting for him to come back to the NFL is like waiting for Bill Cowher to come back to the NFL. It's like waiting for Tiger Woods to win a major. I mean, why do we just have to breathlessly, never ending, have the Johnny Manziel watch? It ain't happening. He's not coming back to the NFL unless he has success in another league. Look, I'll tell you this right now. If Johnny Manziel is on an NFL roster and Colin Kaepernick is not, my head's going to explode. I mean, you can't sign Johnny Manziel and not sign Colin Kaepernick. You just simply can't. If you are going to go down the road of Colin Kaepernick is not good enough, well, Johnny Manziel is clearly not good enough. If you're going to go down the road of Colin Kaepernick's a distraction, well, Johnny Manziel's been the ultimate distraction. If you can't trust where Colin Kaepernick's priorities are, you absolutely can't trust where Johnny Manziel's is. So, no, it ain't happening. It's not go to another league, the American Football, American Alliance of American Football. Go play there for a couple of years. That's going to start up next year. Have at it. Go to your heart's desire. It's not happening in the NFL. It's just not. And that is your sound check. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls. And so we want to know what you're doing as you listen to the show on a fine Friday morning. And so get at us coming up here. DA on CBS on Twitter. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. That is Target Demo Friday that we'll read through coming up in the final hour of the show. Courtney tweets, DA, I know I've missed a couple of shows, but you just subtly dropped a My Fiance and Your Sister Jean rant. Whatever the hell happened? If it was good, congrats. It was? I can't believe it. I thought that she would run for the hills. This was a couple of weeks ago. But indeed, she said yes. And so now I am trapped like the rest of you. Oh, she's not going to be happy I said that. Dump that. I can't do it on remote.
Too late. How about that?
Quickly dump that. No, I love her very much. It's a good day. I'm a very lucky man. And so all is good in the world. When we come back here on the DA Show, Kentucky, bad losers, we shall discuss. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.